Just get you a nice, comfortable seat on the top rail up there. Why, I think we can get things started right now. Sally, I'm going to call on you first. Sing a little song
first. All right, Pat.
Have you got any new ones for us, honey?
I've got a brand new one I just learned, Pat.
You did? What's the name of it?
Renfro Valley Trail.
Boys, do you know it?
We
all right, let's hear it. This is class, if I ever heard it. Let's hear it. That's good.
Now, you can depend on me, Pat.
Although someone you met, Lord, this season you to forget. You know you can depend on me.
Storytelling time, kids. And I got a story here for you kids this evening. It's one I call Doc Bartle. But the fact of the matter is, Doc just comes in at the end of the story. All you have to know about Doc Bartle is the fact that he was a doggone good veterinarian, a horse doctor of no mean ability. And he was also a tough-looking gent, too. But underneath that grizzled face, he was as kind and gentle a fellow as you'd ever hope to meet. When he was treating animals, he winced every time he made one of them whimper a little. Well, Doc was also one good for a practical joke, and believe me, he could carry it off for sure. Now that you know Doc's background, I'll go on with a little story. There was a fellow come to work on the K&W Ranch where I was working one time, the name of Willie Masters. Now, usually you're inclined to give a fellow a break, but this guy was just awful. He was one of them mean little sneaky men who was always mouthing off to the boss when he got a chance. But the worst thing about Willie was he's playing sick. He was a past master at that. Whenever there was some extra special hard work coming up, Willie would wake up that morning too weak to get out of bed. Yes, sir. The first couple of times, we fell for it, but it didn't take us long to discover that Willie was just bluffing. So naturally, the fellas all got down on him and planned to take care of the little four-flusher as soon as the opportunity come along. Well, one evening, the foreman announced that next morning we were going to do some digging to lay a foundation for a new barn. Well, sir, next morning, sure enough, Willie was a-groaning and going on in his bed, complaining about his legs. Said he couldn't walk on them. Well, I went over and looked at him. Touched the leg, one of his legs lightly, and Willie screamed like a panther. Said it was nearly killing him. Well, that was our cue. One of the boys rode into town to tell Doc Bartle and told him the story all about him. The rest of us, we packed Willie in a wagon over his protest, pretending that we were just heartbroken over his condition. Finally, we arrived at Doc Bartle's and hauled Willie into his office. Doc, he come in just as sober as a judge. Looked at Willie's leg and kind of shook his head. Willie asked him what the matter was, and Doc just kind of patted him on the arm and said, "Don't worry, son. It'll soon be all over." And then I stepped up to Willie and I said, "He's a horse doctor, Willie, but he knows his stuff." And then Doc, he walked back in the room. He was carrying a .45 and looking at Willie real mournful-like, and he said, "Are you ready, son? I think both them legs is broke." Well, before Willie could answer, the rest of us started pleading with old Doc, and fact is, we took Doc out into the next room. Doc, he raised his voice just enough for Willie to hear, and then he said, "No, boys, that man's legs is broken. Yes, sir, got an infection, and it'll kill him, sure, and I'd rather shoot him now than have him suffer." Well, we all fussed a minute with him and then agreed it might be best. And when we walked back into the room there where Willie was gone. And what's more, he didn't come back to that ranch. I don't know what became of him. The doc really cured him for good. Now, Skeets, how about a little song from you?
All right, Pappy, I got one here with the ink still dry on it. I just got it writ.
All right.
It's called Range in the Sky.
Sing it as good as you writ it, will you?
All right, Pappy.
When all the trees here are brand new, and the rainbow has called me on high. Then think of me and my wooden dope house way up there on that rain in the sky.
We'll have to call a halt and I'll get together here in the old corral, but we'll be looking for you the next time we gather. We'll reserve your place for you on the old top rail. In the meantime, this is Pappy Cheshire talking for all the gang, saying so long, everybody.